Another thing you don't know about is what Ezra Miller is going to be up to. Now, this is going to be interesting because I don't. Chris hasn't been on, I think, DC Lions in a while, so I haven't heard. No. I know your thoughts, but I don't think the people have heard your thoughts. Yeah, I know some of your thoughts, but people haven't heard your thoughts. But obviously, so it's like it's and Kirkland, I'm happy is here because I feel like every time we've done a big deep dive on Ezra, you were always it was always me and Taylor's week and stuff like that. So obviously, like there was lots of issues recently and things like that, and it's kind of been a whirlwind of a week where. So let's start with the issues that happened in the past. Yeah, okay, he's been arrested a few times. He's had some problems. We're like, hey, what's going on? What are they up to in Hawaii? Is it a good situation, bad situation? Who knows? And this is where I will say, as somebody that's like, I'm not an Ezra Miller fan, and I still look at these arrests and I go, this is kind of questionable. There has been reports of lots of these bars. Their pronouns are they. Sorry, I got to get used to that. Lots of the bars that they have been going into are not kind to people that are in the LGBTQ plus community and stuff like that. So there's kind of been this idea of, is Ezra kind of egging it on in a way of kind of like, hey, fuck you people, like you should be fine with me and stuff like that, which we'll get into the NFT stuff, because to me, I'm kind of at first like the rest, you're like, oh, that is kind of iffy. And you hear this thing of like, they might be messing around with people. You go, okay, that's not what I would be doing. I wouldn't be courting trouble. But again, that's not my life. That's not my situation. But then when TMZ posts this video of them saying that they are being arrested to, this was the quote from Ezra, I got assaulted and I started filming. Let me show you the video. I got assaulted in this bar twice in a row. I film myself when I get assaulted for NFT crypto art. So here's the thing. Ezra Miller, at least for me, they might not be a criminal, which is good. They might just be a little douchey. And by a little, I mean a lot douchey. Because and this is the whole thing, like NFT things. I've not touched it. I don't want anything. It's like the whole crypto thing that's crashing right now. I go, yeah, that's all on you guys. But this, I don't know. And if that is
the reason.
You didn't
think that was going to happen? You didn't think there was a risk?
I've heard it so many times. I did not do anything. And maybe there's something to it. People are artsy, but for Ezra to, if he's innocent of all these crimes, which he also like threatened a woman, allegedly threw a chair at a woman, allegedly all these things. If he is innocent, and it's just like a series of unfortunate events that Ezra keeps getting himself into, but his result is, because I remember before I throw it to one of you two, there's two things that came out earlier this week. There was the recasting, which we'll talk about in a second, and then there was this account called Flash Movie Team News or something, but they've kind of had the insight and they're like, we've talked to Ezra's team, so let's hope they have. But they said that these reports of the recasting are false. They've met with Warner Brothers, they're having a meeting and they're working it out. And when you hear his side of the story, people are going to change their opinion. And then Grace Randolph kind of said a similar thing about when you hear Ezra's side of the story, it's going to be a little bit different. They're going through some things. Now, if that side of the story, like I said, is they are doing this for NFT art. Now, again, he's not a, I guess, terrible person, but it's just really lame. It's just like an eye rolly of just, really, just wait. You know, this NFT, this is the reason he's doing it. You feel better now? And I go, no, I just feel kind of, I don't know.
No, I keep scratching my head as when you're going to pop out and say, it's gotcha.
Yeah, like it's definitely the lesser of two evils, but it's just the fact of why? Like, why is this a thing? But yeah, what happened was this week, a site called Screen Geek, which is, they did get a scoop right, I think, about Black Bolt, but they literally just ripped off Screen Rant's like logo and look.
It's basically
and
a middle finger to them every time they try to put it out. Like people say, oh, they put it out there. No, you're thinking of you're thinking of the wrong site. It's not Screen Rant.
And they did that on purpose, but they had put out a report that said, yeah, Dylan O'Brien was going to be recast as Flash. But then some people put out that, no, that's not happening. So Kirkland, I want to get your thoughts on, because you've talked about a little bit, your thoughts on this whole Ezra Miller situation where we've gone through, you know, lots of arrests. He's terrorized in Hawaii, right? To, okay, it might be a questionable situation. There might be some people that pissed him off. Like even the TMZ article, they had said that they were removed from the bar because they were not welcome there. So you kind of go, okay, maybe there's a sense. But then you also got this stuff where he's literally, I will get used to it. I'm not trying to offend people. It's just a thing. And maybe that's why I keep just saying Ezra. But Ezra's literally saying, you know, I'm doing this for NFT art. Like, this is the reason I'm doing this. Now, that could be complete bullshit. And that's just the reason he is. And I almost kind of hope that it is bullshit, because I don't know. Just someone being like,
it sounds so ridiculous.
It sounds like the douchey rich villain in a movie that's like so over the top. Like, oh, I'm doing this for NFT art. But Where are you on the Ezra Miller of this all? And that was at least the latest thing reported by some people that, you know, Ezra's met with Warner Brothers and they're going to maybe try to smooth things over, work it out, you know, maybe do a good press tour before Flash and stuff.
I hope Warner Brothers met with him at this point.
Yeah.
Gosh. It's just been chaos. I feel like it's been one of those things where after the first instance, it's like, oh my gosh, that's wild that happened. But then some time passed and just went on with my life and then kind of forgot mm-hmm. about it. And then these last instances have just been, it's been like a good handful and like pretty close timing between like them all. Like, mm-hmm. like all of this is within a year, right? When he initially.
Oh yeah, this is within a couple months now. All the Hawaii stuff, you know?
Yeah. It's like, fuck, somebody's got to get them out of Hawaii.
100%. That's what needs to happen.
Tearing up the streets. Yes.
They just need to land, pick Ezra up, and go. Like, that's what they need
to
do.
Back to Warner Brothers. Just lock them up or something.
Yeah, you got a movie coming out with Michael Keaton. After Flash, go to Hawaii, you know? But
go wherever. But, yeah, we're explaining the details of just what they're saying of like for NFT art. It's
you want that quote again? I film myself when I get assaulted for NFT crypto art.
It just, every time I hear that, it's just like, no, stop.
It doesn't sound true.
I've
it
never heard that sentence in my
no,
life.
No.
Oh god.
It's one of those things where like, okay, if that is the real reason, which I don't really believe, but if it is, like I just feel like Ezra is the type of individual just be one to like provoke and like want to get like
100%
reactions out of people. Like what else are you doing for saying like I only get my NFT art when I get assaulted? So how am I supposed to get assaulted if I'm just nice to everybody and just go about my day?
I feel I want to see this story about Ezra Miller on Hawaii, the movie, more than I want to see Flash. And I'm saying this in all in joking manner. Of course, if they need help, I want them to get help. It's such a left curve, but like all this stuff too of like him like saying, oh, I'm gonna burn your expletive wife and all, like all these things, like this is the most left field one of I'm doing this for NFTs, and it's just strange. And I also was just strange by my timeline being like, see, look, he's doing it for NFT, and it was like, what do you mean look, like it's like, why are we still saying? And again, if these people are, and this is different where Hawaii, you know, maybe this part of that city is, you know, they are very, you know, transphobe, racial problems. Yeah. Like, that's not good. That's not what I want. Like, especially, I wouldn't want that for Ezra or anyone down there. So I could understand him maybe being down there for a vacation. He goes to this location or multiple locations, and all these people just tell him to go away. Ezra definitely strikes me as a guy who's like, yeah, F you, I'm going to do something about it. And that's what I don't want. So I get that point of view. That's where it almost feels weird of, I'd almost want the story still more to be, okay, he's messing with these people. But now when we take this, like, this crypto art, like, U-turn, I'm like, what is, like, and again, it's just always, what is going on there? Like, what is happening there? That is just, it's such a wild thing, and I really don't know. Chris, can you make sense of this all?
One, I haven't said it on air, like, if he truly needs help, if he truly needs therapy, please, they need therapy, then seek it out. It's outside of looking in at this point. I don't understand. It almost reminds me of Joaquin Phoenix.
When he pretended to be like a different guy and everything like that.
A different guy, you know. At that point, it was all for a movie about like
country rap singer
at that point. And Ezra strikes me as someone that, to your point, this could just be a social experiment of just screwing with people. But it's just his demeanor and dynamic. I mean, I remember when he posted about, you know, basically slamming a particular sect, you know, particular thing of the Ku Klux Klan for a particular reason, which, again, you know, sorry, the Ku Klux Klan can go other places at that point, mm-hmm. and he's right for slamming out that, but it's just like, we don't, me not being him in the sense of like what his mannerisms are, I don't consider to be normal behavior, I don't know what is going on, in the sense of like, maybe this is who he is. This is what, like you said, like if he feels like he's not being welcomed in these bars he's going to because they're not in, they're not necessarily down with LGBTQ, you know, people going into the bars, then, you know, whatever Ezra wants to do at that point, whether we're right or wrong, it's, the whole thing of like even him being they being replaced about the Flash. I mean, I just like, get the heck out of here. Sorry, it's like the movie's locked. They're not replacing him. Okay, maybe after at that point, but this whole time, I'm with you. I want to hear Ezra's story. Because I think that's all we're waiting on at this point. Because every week, I even put it in our GUA chat. Like,
there's a huge podcast coming at some point.
When they finally speak about what's going on, and it's just, I don't know. Every time there's a new Ezra story, I put it in our GUA chat. It's like, oh boy, here we go again. You know, it's like, it's like the weekly joke at this point, where it's just like, what's coming up next for the Ezra story? So it's like, it's the story we keep glued to the set, but it just becomes, when they are ready to speak out, when they are ready to talk at that point, I'm just tired of hearing both sides. I just want to hear what Ezra has to say when they are ready.
Oh, yeah. And that thing. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah. No. And I'm just kind of eye rolling at this point. If Ezra is seeking help, if that is what this is, then yes, for your own health, for real, like, let's be respectful at that point when Ezra is ready to speak out. It just strikes me as so bizarre that we jump to mental health issues because it doesn't fit into our nice little box. But we don't know what Ezra's life is day to day, of what he's going through, excuse me, what they are going through with what they have to deal with being, you know, non-binary. Mm. So, and just, they may just be eccentric personality, and it's just, okay, they don't really need to seek any kind of mental help. It's just who Ezra is. I don't know.
Yeah, and I think you and I have talked about before with like the replacing. I don't think it's gonna, I think still, no matter what, now there is a story, there is a version of the story where them and Warner Brothers, they get together, and Ezra, they're like, okay, you're gonna go on this big tour, you're gonna do a big interview, and you're gonna talk about stuff, and you can spin it. And I still feel Warner Brothers could spin it in a way where it is a comeback story. It is like a, hey, look, Ezra's back, or this is his point of view. And the good thing is where, and this is where I think we stood, where we were talking about this with Katie, where nothing I think will happen to this movie in particular, because one, it's just everyone brings up lots of examples of replacements, but it's just like, this is the bit, like, Ezra's the Flash, you know, like they are one of the biggest characters. They're in the movie with Michael Keaton, so it's very hard to do. And also, he's the main character, also playing two versions of himself in this movie. So it's not just Ezra, it's Ezra and whoever probably reverse Flashes, you know. So that's the thing where I still think, even though with a good tour, I think after this movie, I actually could see them still, even with a good tour, and let's say the movie is a mega hit, I could still see them parting ways and just saying, hey, we want to go a different route, or just not doing a Flash thing for a very long time. Because the good thing is with DC, they own all their characters and they have a plentiful of them. It's not like they're lacking characters or other Flashes, you know, like they have lots of people they could do it. So I think for me, like the only thing, like we said before, is if something really bad happens where it reaches the GA, because I guarantee you, most of our audience, you know, we talk about this. And that's the thing, I'm with Chris, where I am tired in the sense that we talk about this on this cast. We bring it up because, you know, people ask this question. We got a question from Maddie about who, if we did ever cast for fun, who would we pick? But that's the thing where, like, it gets brought up. But for me, I don't get in the discourse at all as far as online. I'll put my opinion out there. But there's some people that are just so hard in going after him, like he's the devil. Yeah. And then there's the other people that are so hard that defending him, like, no matter what he does, it's justified. And that's where, like, okay, there's no really middle ground, and you'll never get a full story. And the good thing is, like, most GA won't hear about this, and probably most general audiences still don't really know who Ezra Miller is. Like, they know him, like, if you say, oh, he's the guy from Fantastic Beasts, or he plays the Flash in Justice League, or they play the Flash in Justice League, but they're still not like a household name, where the only reason he's household right now is because he is the main star of an upcoming huge DC movie, right? So it's interesting, but I don't see any replacement unless something were to really, like I said, if one of these Hawaii incidents happened and he, even if it was accidentally, murdered somebody, then you'd go, then Warner Brothers would sit down and go, okay, we gotta, like, what do we do now? You know, like, then that's really the stage of, okay, how do we change this around, you know?
But yeah. Here's the thing. This can go down two routes with press tour, all right? They can go with a simple canned statement saying, okay, was going through a bad time in my life. I've sought help. You know, I'm better now. Let's move on. Or you can take the... I'm going to do one interview and I'm going to I'm going to let them ask every single question, get it all out there. One interview.
The Barbara
I guarantee
Walters
you
or Oprah.
Just do any, like, a no holds bar in the sense of, like, you get someone, you put it all out there. That way it's done, it's out there, it's credible, and the rest of the press tour is done, because then you just direct them to the interview. We've already talked about it. Here we go. We're talking about that. Like, if you don't do something of that nature, it's just going to constantly do. And then everyone's going to be like, well, what happened? And to be perfectly frank, I'm sorry, but it's none of our business. Mm-hmm. It really, when it comes down to it, it's his life. We want the best. We want the best for Ezra. But they could basically say, like, I'm not talking. It's my life. And we may want the gossip at that point. We got to respect what is going on. But again, if it needs help, seek. Hopefully they are seeking that attention. But if it's not and it's a game, then guess what? We're all having a fun ride and we'll see what those NFTs are all about.
Oh, there's going to be some huge NFTs come next
I mean,
March,
look at what Madonna's doing with NFTs. I don't know. He's
oh
got some.
It's ridiculous, the NFTs. Kirkland, you got any more on this specifically to say?
No. I don't think so.
Well, answer Maddie's question then. So let's say the worst happens. Let's say something bad really does happen. And Chris, so Maddie's question, if you want to answer, he said, if you did have to pick someone to replace him, who would it be? And this could even be in the future. Because, like I said, I feel the choice would be that there's other characters that have been the Flash before. They would just do that instead of saying, oh, look, this is the new Barry Allen. You know, I think they would go different. But let's say they did have to recast or just, you know, pick someone. Kirkland, do you have an actor in mind that you'd like to see play the Flash in the future?
Absolutely, I do. Thanks for asking. Such a fabulous question. I had one that popped in my head, like, immediately. Mr. Vigilante from Peacemaker. I know it's, like, same universe, technically DC, Freddy Stroma. I don't know why. He just totally
You threw me
like
off by
Flash.
Calling him Mr. Vigilante, so at first I was like, who the fuck is he talking about? But, okay, fair enough.
No, Freddy Stroma, I don't know what it is. He's just got a good face to play Barry. That was the first one I had. When I was doing some Googling, I saw, like, the name Lucas Till come up. I feel like I could kind of see him in the role. Haven't really seen him in anything for a while. I haven't seen Travis in a while either.
I'm still here. I'm just, you know, not to get us banned on YouTube, I'm changing my shirt out of a sweater because it's really hot, but I don't want to show any nips, you know?
Thanks for hiding the nips.
That's for Patreon.
I would have had to edit that out.
I thought that's how you definitely do the Manscaped ads, you know.
Yeah, they let us show the pubic area, not the nips.
Another one that I had too. I don't think it would happen, but I just want to see him in things. I'm pretty sure he's on your comic book draft, Travis. Is Dacre Montgomery?
Oh
yeah.
Ooh. You know,
it's funny getting reactions when I can't see you.
Yeah, no, I still want to know if his name is Dacre or Darcy or what the hell it is. But
I think it's Dacre.
Yeah, that'd be good. Even though I still kind of want him for Human Torch. That's who I want. I know Zac Efron has a movie coming out this weekend, but you know, I know that's what he's wanting. But did you guys even know Zac Efron has a movie coming out this weekend?
What's it called?
Firestarter.
Okay, I've seen ads.
It's a remake of a Stephen King book/movie. So
I think I know what you're talking about. The little girl.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. He has a movie coming out right now, and you guys had to genuinely think, like, what movie? What movie is this? Like, Zac Efron. You need a better agent. You need somebody.
He wants to get in the MCU. Remember that.
He does. He does. So, yeah, my pick for a replacement was I feel like a lot of times the Flash, you're trying to go for someone that has like a model look, like Ezra had that or something really striking. Now, the guy I pick, I feel like people might think he's boring, but I'd pick Lucas Hedges. Lucas Hedges, I really like. He's from Lady Bird. He's from, I can't remember the name of the movie he did. There's a movie Joel Egerton directed about conversion camps. It was really good, really dramatic. But Lucas Hedges has just been in a bunch of stuff, and I've always really, really liked him. He has like a great vibe as far as he can be a comedic lead. He can be a dramatic lead. He can play like the like really sad drama really well. He could be like a romantic lead. So he kind of has everything I would want. So maybe you could like have him be a Wally in the future. He got that nice ginger hair and stuff. But yeah,
that's that movie.
Boy Race. Thank you. Yeah, really good. Joel Edgerton, again, between that and The Gift, does not get talked about enough as like a really great director. And I should look up. I don't know if he's doing more, but Uncle Owen has the chops behind the camera. So, but Lucas Hedges, that'd be my pick. And I just want to see him in general and somewhere in these comic movies. But yeah, that'd be mine if they came to me and said, hey, we're gonna do a new Flash, we want a new actor, this is who, well, we need somebody, who is it gonna be? And boom. And I guess I would want my Flash to be a bit more of like a smart ass. I think Ezra's Flash has a little bit, but I feel like he's just a different type of comedic.
Awkward.
Yeah, where I do like the Barry that is just kind of annoying. People like, I love in Justice League animated show, like almost that entire run, like of course Barry's part of the team, but he always just felt like, man, we really got to put up with Barry, you know? So back in back in 2013, I had fan casted Gosling as Barry Allen. That's not bad in 2013. Now definitely not. I don't see Gosling like running around, but yeah, before he had done anything like really, really big, yeah, I could see it. I think I still see him more as like a Lantern, Hal Jordan type, but I could see your... I remember when Ryan Reynolds before Deadpool was the popular Flash pick, mm-hmm. too. And the one we missed out that I actually think was the perfect casting for Flash was Adam Brody. I think we 100% missed out. Yeah, the fact that he was cast in Justice League Immortal. And yeah, that to me is... You watch the OC, I'm not even a big fan. Man, he would have been perfect. I want to live in that multiverse where he was the Flash.
Yeah,
I thinking about that. What about Josh Hutcherson from Hunger
Josh
Games?
Hutcherson, yeah, he could pull it off. Yeah, I like him. Yeah, mm-hmm. I feel like I've not seen him in ages. I don't know what he's up to now. You know, like Hunger. Last time I saw him, it's
pretty cool.
He's waiting for Hunger Games prequel. He gave me a small child on that prequel. You know,
he'll play old man, different character.
He'll play the Flash in that. And he's like, this guy has a clear advantage. He's fast.
Faster, Barry.
Yeah. But yeah, Batty, thank you for sending that question. You can always do that on Patreon, sending questions for this and any topic. But you guys got anything else to add on the Ezra Flash stuff?
Oh, maybe we'll make it next week and we won't have any news.
Yeah, that'd be nice. You know, just a quiet week for Ezra. That'd be a good thing for all around. So.